I hope you spent your first night in Goloka Dham in a restful way, not throwing yourself from the left side to the right side, but that you could actually get some fresh energy, had some good dreams. I woke up with some was a almost like a nightmare. I wanted to, in my dream I was trying to learn one shloka, one verse, but somehow one line didn't come to me, and I remembered I was just struggling to find it. I was going through a library of spiritual, you know, Bhagavatam and other works to find this one line for this one verse, and I just couldn't find it. And then I got up and thought, wow, Hare Krishna, at least I'm thinking about verses. But the not so good part is this anxiety which is there. Hare Krishna. We just fight. Yes. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Vielen herzlichen Dank. Thank you. Good. So, let us start. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihadi. Madhava Kunya Vihari. Gopi jana vallabha giri vada dhari. Gopi jana vallabha giri vada dhari. Yaso nanandana braja jana dandana. Yaso nanandana braja jana dandana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Gunya Vihale. Daya Radha Madhava Gunya Vihale. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please excuse me, but I think you need to sing a little bit more with a present mind and a present heart. See, this is a great opportunity when many devotees come together, because at that time the sound vibration can become more devotional than normal and can go through the mental fog or what's covering the soul. So please, I request you to really make an effort to sing a little bit more louder and, if possible, more devotional, you know, meaning addressing Krishna. Okay, so let's collect ourselves and start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Everyone, please sing one more time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare,
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha, Madan Mohan Radha, Madan Mohan Sri Radhe, Gaur Premanandi Hari 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 Bo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Bhayam Dvitiya Binivesatah. Ya Isha Apitasya Viparayayo Smritihi Tanmayayato Buddha Abayet Tang Bhaktyai Kayesham Guru Devatatma Bhayam Dvitiya Binivesatasyat Bhayam Dvitiya Binivesatasyat Ishatapetasya Viparayayo smritihi
Shadapetasya Viparayayo smritihi
Tanmayayato Buddha Abayet Tvam
Tanmayayato Buddha Abayet Tvam
Bhaktyai Kayesham Guru Devatatma Vayam Dvitiya Binivesatasya Ishatapetasya Viparayayo Smritihi Tanmayayato Buddha Abhayettam Bhaktyai Kayesham Guru Devatatma Yes, please. Abhinivesatah
from the misconception of being a product of material energy. Yes. Syat arises. Ishat from the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Apitasya of one who has withdrawn. Yes, this refers to the conditioned soul. We have withdrawn from Krishna. We've gone back. Vipayaya. Reversal of the position. Asmitihi. No conception of his relationship with the Supreme Lord. With the Supreme Lord, yes. Tadmayaya. Because of the illusory energy of the Lord. Ataha. Therefore, Buddha, one who is wise, abhajet, must worship tam, him, bhaktya, by devotional service, ekaya, undiverted to karma and jnana. Isham, this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Guru, as the spiritual master. Devata, the worshipable Lord. Atma, the super soul. Hare Krishna, I welcome you to day one of our Eastern retreat. I notice a few of you have arrived today or have joined us today. I welcome you from my heart. I do hope that this time which you spent during the Eastern holidays in Goloka Dham will be very fruitful for your spiritual life, motivating, giving you new things to think about, and hopefully helping you to move on in your spiritual journey. I think never before have people talked about these times through which we go as humanity, but also in our individual life, like they do now. You often hear words, this is a Zeitenwende, this is a where the times change in quality, and you can see the type of quality is I would say materially more disillusioned for many people, and spiritually maybe a little desperate, or they urgently hope that they will find answers in spiritual life. And I think we as devotees are not separated by a wall from the material society. We are separated by a very thin membrane, a very thin something. And we also perceive that, oh yes, there's a change now, things change. We definitely feel the need to be equipped, to be ready, to be in some ways maybe even protected, or to say it more positively, to be just well equipped, gut ausgestattet, in our spiritual life. And my lecture series on Sambandha, on the relationship of the soul to Krishna, is a little bit on the subject matter of establishing a relationship and finding true shelter in this, finding nourishment in this. It's all about this. I will be joined tomorrow by my exalted godbrother, His Holiness Krishna Chaitra Maharaj, and we will give the morning class as a shared class. Each one will talk for a small amount of time. The class won't be longer than it is now, because distributed throughout the day there are very interesting workshops where various devotees help us to go deeper in our spiritual practice. I know that Syamananda, a very old devotee from Switzerland, will give one workshop. I do know that Krishna Chaitra Maharaj will also give a workshop, Bhanu Nandini will give a workshop, and Gaurahari, almost slipped my mind, Gaurahari will also give a workshop. And all this is serving one purpose, that is to help you really to think in a new way about your relationship to Krishna and how you might make it more alive, bring it more to life in your life. So therefore we have, in trying to find a name for what we are trying to do, we have come up with the name Bhakti Immersion. An immersion is something where you very totally, let us say, go into something and take on the qualities. To give you a little example of what an immersion is, it just came to my mind. Say I take this piece of paper, and if I want to make it a little wet, then I do like this. But if I want to immerse it so that it takes on the quality of water, I just put it in here, and look what happens when you take it out. It's not so clearly visible, but it's full of water. But what is even more important, that the water doesn't stay on the outside. That's one thing. Immersion means also absorption, that the water is absorbed by the paper and comes in. So Bhakti Immersion, we felt, is a somewhat good English word, which describes a little what we have in mind. The Sanskrit word would be avesh. To become avesh means you become almost taken over by a force, by an energy. So we could call it also the Bhakti Avesh retreat, you know. So this is a great purpose. We need a lot of blessings, and we need more than maybe, maybe you can, thank you. You're very kind to me, thank you. We need your full participation. So in a way, this will be quite something for you to really go into it. I hope you all can take enough rest. Maybe this evening I will distribute Ayurvedic sleeping pills to you, so because some of you look as if they have fought a battle against insomnia. Insomnia means when you can't sleep the whole night, and this is of course not our intention. You should be happy and well rested and ready to absorb. Good. I will look at one devotee today, very. But he looks very alert. Good. So we are ready now to go into the first day, which describes that we have a relationship with Krishna. But at the moment it is covered. Let us go to the English translation of this verse. Try to be attentive. It's a little dense philosophy. When the living entity is attracted by the material energy, which is separate from Krishna, he is overpowered by fear. Because he is separated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the material energy, his conception of life is reversed. In other words, instead of being the eternal servant of Krishna, he becomes Krishna's competitor. This is called viparyayo smritihi. To nullify this mistake, one who is actually learned and advanced worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead as his spiritual master. He worships Krishna as his worshipful deity and as the source of life. He thus worships the Lord by the process of unalloyed devotional service. So how does a soul who's covered by the material energy can relate to Krishna? How does he worship Krishna? Let us see if we can remember, there were three points in the verse, how we can worship Krishna. Someone said? As his spiritual master, we can worship Krishna. As the worshipful deity. And finally, someone said, wonderful, you remembered everything. This is amazing. And the source of life. I'm living because Krishna is my source. There is something which some of you might not yet know. There's a Vrindavan Viharini. This is a style of life which a visitor to Vrindavan adopts. I heard that just now our Ananda Chaitanya and his good wife and their little son Mohan. Mohan is his name, no? Mohan Pandit or Mohan? Just Mohan, good. They have returned from Vrindavan, and there is a way of life how to stay in Vrindavan on the spiritual platform. It has a lot to do with seeing Thakurji, that's how the Brijbasis say, as the source of life. The way a Brijbasi looks, a person who now tries to live in spiritual life, is whatever he sees, just imagine, he thinks that is only in existence because a part of Krishna which gives it existence or life has entered that thing. Otherwise, if Krishna would not be there, or a part of Krishna, it's called an angsa, a part of Krishna, wouldn't be there, the reality would not be there. What he sees is not there. And if Krishna would not be in him, he would not be able also to perceive anything. I can only see you, in other words, because Krishna is in me. That's how you see. The next thing you see is everything which happens is really Thakurji's will. They say like this, Thakurji. Thakur is like my master, no? My lord and master. Everything which happens. And the third way is, which you need to adopt if you wish to stay in Vrindavan, you should see that what you do in your waking moments, when you are awake, and also when you are asleep, is done as service to Krishna. Imagine this concept. So I'm not there to enjoy myself, but I'm trying to see what might it be, what could give Krishna pleasure. Maybe I should visit Nandagram today. I do that to show up before Krishna, to give pleasure. Maybe I should, I should go maybe to the market and offer spinach. It's a good preparation, and I will offer that to Lord Chaitanya. Or you just tune your consciousness. Maybe I feel a little bit foolish today, really a little dull. The material energy gets me today. Let me read a little bit about Krishna so that I can relate to Krishna in a better way. Maybe that would please Krishna. So here the Bhagavatam informs us that, yes, everything has become reversed, viparyayo, and now we should bring it back into the original position. We are not thinking ourselves to be servants of Krishna any longer, but how do we relate to Krishna? Huh? Competitor. It means we want to be a little bit also the enjoyer, you know. What's in for me? We are tuned like on this radio program, our favorite podcast. What's in for me? So let us see how Prabhupada approaches this verse. He says, or writes, this is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 11:2-37. It's an instruction given by Kavi Rishi, one of the nine saintly personalities called the nine Yogendras. When Vasudev, who's Vasudev? Krishna's father. Wow, he is really, you are all scholars here. When Vasudev, Krishna's father, asked Devashin, Narada and Dvaraka about devotional service, it was mentioned that previously King Nimi, who was the king of Videha, was instructed by the nine Yogendras. That was very interesting, actually. This king was a great soul who, after a traumatic event, I mean, this was really traumatic. I won't go into the detail here. It's really scary what he experienced. He prayed to get answers for his spiritual life, and nine personalities called the Yogendras came. But these were really amazing saints. They were very, very advanced. And they would travel through the air without any air transportation, like aircraft or helicopter or whatever. You know, in Greenpeace, they have these backpacks and the a little, what is it called, Schraube, your little helicopter thing, you know, and goes. And you can. No, they were going all on their mystical Shakti. So when they appeared before King Nimi, he knew
The Lord has heard my prayers. He sent me devotees to answer all my questions. And then he could ask the questions to these nine saints, and they all gave him different answers. One of them was, what is his name? Kavi, a rishi, no? So, when Sri Narada Muni discoursed on Bhagavad Dharma devotional service, he indicated how a conditioned soul can be liberated by engaging in the loving transcendental service of the Lord. So the Narada Muni tells Vasudev, I have heard about this meeting between Nimi and Maharaj Nimi and the nine Yogendras, and I want to tell you what was discussed at that time. And here it is. The Lord is the super soul. You should always think Krishna is in my heart. He's the spiritual master and worshipable deity of all conditioned souls. Not only is Krishna the supreme worshipful deity for conditions, for all living entities, but he is also the guru or Chaitya Guru, the super soul, who always gives the living entity good counsel. Unfortunately, the living entity neglects the supreme person's instructions. He thus identifies with the material energy and is consequently overpowered by a kind of fear resulting from accepting himself. This fear results from accepting himself as the material body and considering paraphernalia related to the material body to be his property. All types of fruitive results actually come from the spirit soul. But because he has forgotten his real duty, he's embarrassed by many material consequences such as fear and attachment. The only remedy is to revert. Revert means to turn around to the service of the Lord and thus be saved from material nature's unwanted harassment. Jai Srila Prabhupada Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Ti Namni Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Desatani Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garada Shiva Shari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare. This is one of the many verses, my dear devotees, where the Bhagavatam says, stop, 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 you are going the wrong direction. Turn around, worship Krishna as your guru, the one who gives you instruction and guides you. He's right there in the heart. Worship him as your deity, that means the Lord who's outside, no? And worship him as your source of life. You are alive because of him only. So sometimes when we hear that we can turn to Krishna because it's natural, we have difficulties, three types of difficulties. We have an existential difficulty with this, but also a philosophical difficulty. The existential difficulty is, who am I? I'm really so small. I cannot even meet Olaf Scholz, the new Chancellor of Germany, or Angela Merkel. He will not receive me. So why should I even dream of meeting the greatest person, Krishna?
I feel worthless. That's an existential difficulty, a philosophical difficulty. I will say this because we have a few older devotees here, is that we asked ourselves, do we actually have an internal or inherent Swarup, means divine form, which is full of bhakti? Do I actually have in me something, someone, anything? It's called in Sanskrit a Swarup, my real natural form, that is full of bhakti, but that only sleeps at the moment, and so on. Or is it like this, that the bhakti can only come in my heart if somehow or other, by Krishna directly or by a great, great, great devotee, it is given to me in my heart? Is bhakti, recently there was a discussion, maybe you have followed it or maybe you have not, is bhakti really inherent or dormant in the soul? Then yes, all this would make sense to return to Krishna, to re-establish or renew my relationship. Or is it more that I have no capability for this? I really feel attraction only to Coldplay or the Rolling Stones or Olaf Scholz or something or someone. I don't feel that I have the capability to relate to Krishna at all. This is a philosophical doubt. Should I make it more simple? I love so many things. I doubt that I can, with the same strength, love Krishna. And this brings our thinking back to an even more difficult philosophical problem. It is, where have I come from? This question is necessary if we want to find out what is my original real nature. So if we hear, you have all come from the spiritual world, but you have fallen because of an imperfect desire. You get a doubt. How can I fall from a perfect place due to an imperfect desire? There is no imperfection there. So I can't come from the spiritual world. Or then there is another position which we can take and adopt. I will totally bewilder you at the moment. That's my call. Yes. But then to think that the Atma, so that position is not satisfying. This doesn't satisfy me. How can I, was I kicked out of the kingdom of God? How is this possible? There is only love. In Krishna is only love, and in me is only love. So I don't feel satisfied with this position. But then the other position is equally dissatisfying. That I always was a material being, materialistic. And I'm suffering here since eternal times, and that seems to be also, why should someone suffer without any reason? This seems to be ontologically, what's this word? It means according to our nature, very cruel. You know, if I'm created to suffer, that is very cruel. So the question is, tell us, Bhagavatam, tell us, Srila Prabhupada, do I have a relationship to Krishna, which is full of love, which is perfect, which is ecstatic? Did I have it in the past? And or was I always like this, you know, a modern person who just has not, who doesn't feel so much in relationship to Krishna? I would like to offer a solution to this question, do I have a relationship? Which is healing for the person who thinks that he is too small, too insignificant, to really have some relationship to Krishna now. And I want to offer a solution to both the positions which I have sketched out for you. I was once with Krishna in the perfect world, but somehow an imperfection came up there and then I fell. Or I was never with Krishna, this is the third position, but now I hope I meet someone who gives what I never had before to me, my eternal relationship to Krishna. These are the positions which I know of in the Hare Krishna movement and when I talk to people and so on. And I do hope we can get an answer for all of us by doing what is called in the Bhagavatam a little spiritual archaeology. We need to and we might find something which is totally astonishing. I don't know if you know, but maybe 25 years ago, there was an a team of archaeologists. They were doing their routine work near Ulm. That's a town in south of Germany. And they found Nrsingadev in the earth. I'm not joking. They call him the Lion Man. They saw a statue, which you can look up in Google, which shows a man with two legs, two hands, and a lion head. And as far as archaeology is concerned, I'm not so good in archaeology, but I read, or I think I remember, it was the oldest find in archaeology. You know, they have tests how they can determine the age of a finding, you know? And they don't know what is this. And we come up and say, Namaste Narasingaya. We have the answer. Hare Krishna. Yes, that our movement is discussing, is in the discussion about this. Look it up, the Lion Man, in Google. Not now, maybe, because you might get lost on some other pages. But later you can look up. So they found something that is surprising. And I feel when we do a little spiritual archaeology with the help of the guru, sadhu and shastra, we might also find out something which could totally revolutionize our present understanding of Krishna consciousness and also our present application of Krishna consciousness. There's a verse from the seventh canto. It says, just as an expert geologist can extract gold from gold ore, you know, it's just gold which is mixed with something like iron. No, he can first of all find it, it's in a gold mine under the ground or in a mountain, and then he can take the gold and leave the iron. No, so just as an expert geologist can extract
gold, from gold ore, a spiritually advanced person, he's called Adhyatmavid, someone who knows the science of the soul, huh, can attain perfection in spiritual life and understand the soul and the super soul within the body by a spiritual process. It's very interesting. This spiritual process in Sanskrit is called Atma Yoga, the yoga of the self. Wow, something new. There's a physical yoga. Radha Kripa knows this very well, what I'm saying now. And there is a spiritual yoga, the yoga of the soul. I think you give lectures on this in Zurich. I heard you give very, very amazing Bhagavad Gita presentations to yoga and yoga audience. Yes, yes, we have heard, even in Germany. We have heard. So good. So what, when we go deep, what will we find? What is waiting for us? Inside, I have to just place the book here. We will find, I will speak first in the language of the Padma Purana to you. Ma kareno chate jiva shetragya paravansada dasa bhuto hare eva nanyasya eva kadachana. Wow, here's some interesting words, really. I will translate it directly to you. We will find a servant of Bhagavan Hari who is only a servant of Bhagavan Hari and never of anyone else. And what else he finds? It's an unchanging form. And it's a situated, this is the essential identity, the Svarup. So in simple words, we will find really that we are servants. Now our service is misdirected to so many projects, so many ideas. Mostly we are servants of our mind and its concept, who tells us things which are totally irrelevant for our happiness, but we are somehow stuck there. Or we are servants of our body. But if we go deep, etiology, we will find someone who is only a servant of Krishna and nobody else and no one else. There is a verse which makes it very clear in the Madhya Leela. If you are interested in the reference, 24th chapter, text 201, which says, I want to sing this to you. Let's find a nice melody. Jivera Svabhava Krishna Dasa Abhimana Dehatma Gyane Achajita Seigyana. It's getting there, no? So it says, the original nature, that's how you really are, of every living entity is to consider himself the eternal servant of Krishna. But under the influence of Maya, he thinks himself to be the body, and thus his original consciousness is covered. My dear devotees, I know this, we have heard this a million times, but please hear it with a new perspective. This position, which says, no, you don't have bhakti now, is according to Padma Purana and according to the verse, this verse, not really true. It's true if you stay on the surface, in the covering. But if you go deep, you are bubbling over with love and so on. Srila Prabhupada talks about this, and it is
he talks also about what is going on. What is going on? Aha, let us go to the Govinda Bhasya. What's the problem here? We don't have love of Krishna. At the moment, we don't feel it. Why not? Because it's covered. Can I ask you to come? You, don't worry, I won't do anything dangerous to you. Yes, yes, please come and stand here. Yes. What is your age?
14.
Oh, you're too old. Param Purusha, hast du deinen kleinen... du bist zu alt für dieses Experiment. Ich habe das eben gerade gehört an deiner Stimme. Ist dein kleiner, wie sagt man das in Deutsch, kleiner Sohn? Wo ist denn der? Ja, hol ihn doch. Ja. Now, I want to show you something which you might not forget. As is my favorite child will soon come. Favorite. I have many favorites, really. What could that be? First of all, let me just make a little pause here. I think you understand what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to show you that there's something in you which you may not have contact with, but if you need to now know how to make contact. Der kann ruhig ein Kind sein, wie er ist. Also wir kommst du mal mit ihm, weil er wird ein bisschen schüchtern sein. Und dass er spricht er Deutsch oder Englisch? Ja. Dreht euch doch bitte mal in diese Richtung. Genau. Wie heißt der Kleine? What's his name?
Bhakti Prasad.
What is Bhakti Prasad? How old are you?
Four.
Gut. So, in Bhakti Prasad, there is something which you do not see at the moment, which also you don't maybe know that it could be there. The Vedanta Sutra calls it virility. What could that be? Sexual potency. Now he doesn't know what that is. Sex. And if he would ask Bhakti, wie heißt er nochmal? Prasad. Bhakti Prasad, it's time now to make a family. It wouldn't work. But it is there, this virility. If he comes of age, like your name was, your good name?
Jeremias,
you could see, Jeremias has, his voice is breaking. With 14, this happens. It's called puberty. Now something happens in Jeremias, which is not yet happening in our Bhakti Prasad. Jeremias now becomes attentive to ladies. He will feel attraction. We won't look in your direction, Jeremias. It's natural. It's natural. It would be strange. It wouldn't be that way. And so on. But this potency is within everyone from the moment in what you could call a dormant form. Let me see. Bhakti Prasad, geht's noch? Hältst du es noch aus? Ja? Geht. Gut. Danke. The self has the capacity for devotion. And that capacity is actualized when the self realizes its identity as part of God. The Gita says, when the living entity are in me
and they are mine. And Jiva Goswami says, the quality of devotion exists in the self like virility. Virility, a good German word, is Manneskraft. Manneskraft. Exists in a boy, though that virility only manifests when the boy reaches puberty. He says this, Jiva, in the Sava Samvadini commentary. Jiva then refers to the Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutras 2.3.31, which says, Pums tvadi vata tvasya sato bivyakti yogat. So, good. Also, Bhakti Prasad, I'm extremely satisfied with your answers. I would like to give you eine kleine Girlande für dich. Bitte, Bhakti Prasad. Hare Krishna. Danke, danke. Sehr gut gemacht. Sehr gut gemacht. Hare Krishna. Sehr gut. Also, es war auch nicht besonders schwierig, aber gut, er kann jetzt ja wieder spielen und alles Mögliche. So. Hare Krishna Bhakti Prasad. So, now Jiva Goswami says there is a difference. This boy has to wait until it comes out, the Shakti which is lying within him. But do we have to wait? And the Goswami say, no, and they approach this question by giving a second example. A jewel has inside the potency to give light. Do you know in old times houses were, mostly palaces actually, houses were too poor, but palaces were lit up by jewels, do you know? They had just jewels on the wall and they would somehow give light. I think they needed still a little, one candle, one source of light to wake up that. But yes, so a jewel has always, it's not created, it's eternal. It's the swarup of the jewel, light inside. But when it's caked by mud, no light. You can't see anything. So, but when once the light is removed, the light comes out. So, in summary, my dear devotees, Krishna is there with you right now, and you are there in your original form right now, and you just have to learn how to connect the two. And this I will talk about tomorrow. It's with there is a certain mantra which is given in our tradition. In other traditions you need a special initiation to receive that mantra, and the mantra tells you what you how to make a relationship with Krishna right now, the way you are at this moment. And when you do this, when you learn how to do it, your natural qualities come forth. Jiva Goswami says your natural awareness. Do you know what is awareness? What you are aware? Like I'm now aware that it's no longer night and I see, who do I see? Rangini I see. When I do like this, she can't see, but there's a way of seeing. By just moving eyes and bringing the retina in a different... Anyways, Hare Krishna, no need to... I'm aware of this room. I'm aware of the time. Oh, let me become more aware of the time. Oh, no! Too late. Now I'm aware. I was not aware, but I have the potency to become aware. And what this awareness of Krishna means is Jiva Goswami, it's not just becoming aware like you become aware of a room and of time or something, which you have forgotten, it's a blissful experience, totally blissful experience. So I had become aware of the time factor. I will close now my lecture, because the point which I want to make now, I have to make it tomorrow. Prabhupada says, actually we love Krishna. You might say, what? No, he says, I'm serious, I'm quoting. Actually we love Krishna. That is a fact. Because we love Krishna, therefore you who did not even hear the name Krishna, say 4 or 5 years ago, why are you now so much after him? This is the proof that actually we are after Krishna. I remember when I heard about Krishna, I gave away all my Rolling Stones records. It was the one thing it was not possible for me to even imagine I would separate myself from it. I became so mad or so exclusively attached to Krishna that when I was told you will be disinherited if you become a monk, I said, who needs money? Only poor people. I found Krishna. Can you understand? Krishna, God, Allah, Jehovah. Huh? This is here. I was so blissful. Sometimes I wouldn't sleep. I thought it's a waste of time. Seriously, I was really enthusiastic. Now, I don't know. Something has covered me again. But I'm trying to go back. Each one of you, listen what Prabhupada says. Actually, we love Krishna. Because, say, 4 or 5 years ago, we would have to say to some of you, 30 years ago or 40 years ago, why were you so much after him? This is the proof that actually we are after Krishna. This Krishna consciousness movement is being accepted in Western countries by the younger generation. Why? Because every one of us, we love Krishna, but it is now covered by Maya. And my dear devotees, Maya can come back at any time. She's a devotee of Krishna and cover you again. We have to simply take off the covering of Maya. Then we are Krishna conscious. That is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Those of you who know the verse can chant it. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Satya Kabunaya Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karaye Udaya. Pure love for Krishna is eternally established in the hearts of living entities. It is not something to be gained from another source, from outside. No, it is there. When the heart is purified by hearing and chanting, the living entity naturally awakens. So yes, I have something in me which I can find with spiritual ecology. And how to do this spiritual ecology is very fascinating. My dear devotees, it has fascinated me so much that again I had stopped to sleep from being enthusiastic, so enthusiastic. I'm again, although I'm now old and useless, fully inspired. I hope I don't say too much, then Maya hears it, and then and so on. And I know this is the beginning of the journey. When you can find yourself as being fallen and separated from Krishna, but nevertheless you can't do without him, and you do not want to do without him. And then the journey starts, maybe for the second time, maybe for the third time, maybe for the fourth time, or maybe for the first time. So we will hear so many more things. Yes, we will hear tomorrow a breathtaking presentation about the mantra. Let me see if I come to it. Yes. And what it means, what it stands for. And I think it will be really a discovery for those who start this bhakti or those who are a little older. I want to end here. I hope I have not gone too much over time. Hare Krishna. Now let me see if you have, if there is a question, one or two. Ah, Hare Krishna Vishwadev, guten Morgen. Haribo. Yes, ich glaube, Manjulamani, sehe ich richtig? Ja, in weißen Schatten. Ne? Yes.
So you mentioned how when you make like a pilgrimage to Vrindavan, that in order not to leave Vrindavan, you need to have this three things, the anger of Krishna and the seeing that everything is arranged by Krishna and being in a mood of service. So these three things, are they so powerful that they can actually, outside of Vrindavan, that they can create Vrindavan anywhere?
Thank you very much for asking. This Vrindavan Vahini, now the way of living in Vrindavan, was told to me by a scholar, a Vaishnav scholar who speaks Sanskrit. He's one of these very old Pandits who showed me from the scriptures. Yes, when I heard it, I don't know it so long, it made all the sense. And yes, and I could see whenever I was in that consciousness, I was really in Vrindavan, means I was on the spiritual platform where in Vrindavan and not on the material. And yes, when you practice them, when you practice them, these three visions, then you can be on that spiritual practice, on the spiritual level. You see, I'm thinking. See, this, I will bring this up again at the end. Before I discuss these, there needs to be a little work which we need to do, a few general understandings which we need to live on. Then it is easily possible. See, in Vrindavan, Ananda Chaitanya told me this, and I've also seen it. When you're in Vrindavan, it seems everything encourages you to be in Krishna consciousness. Everything helps. The atmosphere is extremely friendly to those who are on pilgrimage. When you come to the West, Tamagun is also there. Let me give it say, and Rajagun is also there. Let me say this in new language. So, Tamagun, Rajagun, Netflix is also there, and various other influences are there. I'm just saying it humorously. Obviously, you can't exchange the concept of the gunas with one new creation, but it was more a humor. So, yes, but the whole atmosphere is not that encouraging. It's not so easy. And I know from devotees, when they come back from Vrindavan for sometimes 2 to 3 months, they are totally disoriented. They only want to go back. They feel like fishes out of water, because the fish needs water to live nicely. So this is a little difficult. And by the way, if you enter Vrindavan through the wrong door, there are two doors before Vrindavan. One is leads you to the spiritual Vrindavan. The other leads you to a place in India with a marketplace and with people who who talk whatever humans talk about. And you can also go there, you know, two doors, a red door and a blue door. Recognize it. You have to find the right one. Otherwise, you're in the wrong place. Yes. Dobro. Good. I'm aware of the time. We are a little over time, and there are so many exciting programs which Gaurahari will tell us in a moment. I thank you for your attention. And tomorrow, I want to say, tomorrow is the most important part of the seminar. Please come for tomorrow. That will make it, I hope it. I can, if Krishna has to empower my words and my heart, that I can give you something which is unforgettable for you. Good. Hare Krishna.